Alexey Yefimov, General Manager of the AS Monaco Basketball Club, is here with me. Alexey, tell me about the club founded in 1928 and what can people expect?
Well, yes, you're exactly right saying that the club has a long history, but let's say it was reborn just 6 years ago when the team managed to win third French league and came to the second division, and then we continue on the winning track. So we won second division, then we reached the top level French league, former Pro A, current GP Elite. And from the first attempt, we won regular season, we became Leaders' Cup winners, and then we started our European campaign. Twice we've been participating in the Final Four of Basketball Champions League, and then we decided to start our journey in EuroCup.
Tell me, there's a pretty important match coming up today, this evening. Can you tell me more about it?
Yep, that's true. We're gonna host one of the, let's say, title contenders in EuroCup, Lokomotiv Kuban Krasnodar, Russian team with huge budget. But, you know, we like challenges, and we will have underdog status tonight, but we will try to, let's say, to protect the principality and to protect our home court. So I would like to use this opportunity to invite all our fans tonight at 6 p.m. to Salgaston Metsan to support the Roka team.
So full of determination, best of luck, and providing, as you say, great entertainment even in these difficult circumstances. How can people find out more about AS Monaco Basketball Club?
We're active in all social medias, especially on Facebook. Also, our website, icemonaco.basketball. Online ticketing service is available over there. More than 80% of our tickets are sold online. Again, due to COVID restrictions, it's better to avoid going to tickets offices. So feel free to visit our website and our social media accounts.
And now it's time for Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Riviera Radio.
Woofer of the Week time, and Dawn Howard is here. Any plans to go into space, Dawn, at all?
No, none at all. I'm perfectly happy staying here. Thank you very much.
Okay, what have we got this week?
Well, just some good news first off, to say that our woofer from 2 weeks ago, Rhea, we had a little puppy called Rhea, remember? And she's found a new home, so that's good news.
It is. Must have been the Chris Rea song we played.
It must have been that did it, absolutely. Today we need to find a good one too for a four-year-old female crossbreed. She has a short coat and is tan-coloured with distinctive black ears and muzzle. Noisette is her name, and she'd love a garden to call her own. She's a shy soul. She takes a while to feel comfortable, but she will make a lovely companion once she's built a bond with you and been allowed to blossom. Four is a good age to adopt a dog. She's an adult and her naughty puppy years are behind her. And as she's calm by nature, she would appreciate living with another dog. She's currently at the refuge in Vence, and you can call them on 0493 240845 for more information about her. The refuge is open every day from 2 to 5, and please take your mask with you, and if you can, phone ahead so that they know you're coming.
Noisette. Is she nuts?
No, she's the exact opposite. She's very calm.
The closest I can get to that is Serge Gainsbourg, Cooler Cafe, or anything by Madness, the Nutty Boys. You decide.
Oh, it could go either way. I'm happy with both.
Very diplomatic. Okay, Dawn, thank you. Talk to you next week.
Pleasure. Thanks, Rob.
That was Woofer of the Week. For more details about this week's woofer, go to the 106.5 Riviera Radio page on Facebook or our website at rivieraradio.mc. Woofer of the Week on 106.5 Woof Riviera Radio.
J'aime ta couleur café, tes cheveux café, ta gorge café. J'aime quand pour moi tu danses, alors j'entends murmurer tous tes bracelets, jolis bracelets. À tes pieds ils se balancent. C'est quand même fou l'effet que ça fait de te voir rouler un aussi des yeux et des hanches. Si tu fais comme le café, rien qu'à m'énerver, rien qu'à m'exciter, ce soir la nuit sera blanche. L'amour sans philosopher, c'est comme le café, très vite passé. Mais que veux-tu que j'y fasse? On en a marre de café, et c'est terminé. Pour tout oublier, on attend que ça se tasse.
Wasn't it a hat-trick yesterday?
It certainly was.
Well, I had half a point for saying 1904 instead of 1905. But
yes. Today you've got to follow instructions. Are you listening carefully?
No.
Okay, in the category, it's guess the intro. So you've got guess intro 1, 2 and 3.
In the category?
In French, where you always put things, where you always tell me to put everything. Yes, so you've got guess the intro 1, 2 and 3.
Okay.
And you'll get an extra point if you get the question that follows the intro.
Matthew Wilder, Break My Strides.
What year was it released?
83.
Ah, well done.
Is that right?
And when he appeared on Top of the Pops, what was he wearing?
A shirt and trousers.
Nearly. Well, he was wearing leather trousers and turquoise top. Yeah. I'll give you that. Shirt and trousers. I'll give you that because it could have been something else. Okay, guess the intro number 2.
Soul to Soul, Keep on Moving.
And what year was that released?
94.
No, afraid not. 1989.
God, was it that long
ago? It was that long ago. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And finally, guess the intro.
Hey, America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our
sales, you know you're not... Ooh, I'll have another listen to that.
Hey, America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our sales, you know you're not...
Oh, I recognise the voice. Can't place it.
Hey, America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our sales, you know you're not...
Can you give me the name of the song?
No, America.
No, listen to the... Listen once more. One more try.
Hey, America, let's turn it up. Yeah, check out our sales, you know you're not...
No, I'm not going to
get
it.
What would come up with You're Never What?
You'll Never Walk Alone.
What are you never fully dressed without?
Your bra.
One track, mind you. You're never fully dressed without a smile.
Oh.
And it was Sia, of course, from the soundtrack for the 2014 version of the musical Annie, which was originally released in 1982.
Where is it?
It's in there as well.
In the same category.
Sia, Never Fully Dressed Without a Smile.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Sarah Light says the top stories across the Riviera.
French President Emmanuel Macron is to address the nation at 8 p.m. this evening to announce new restrictions concerning the second wave of COVID-19 in France. Described by some in the medical profession as an explosion of cases currently sweeping across France, the government is believed to be in favour of a national partial lockdown of at least 4 weeks. According to government sources, the new lockdown could be implemented from midnight tomorrow night, Thursday the 29th of October. New measures are thought to see restaurants, bars and non-essential shops close, and teleworking is to be reinforced in companies. The question on schools remains open, with the possible closure of high schools and universities, but nurseries, primary and colleges remaining open. While the French government seems to have made a U-turn, having previously ruled out a return of national lockdown, it would appear that following a Defence Council meeting held on Tuesday, figures showed an alarming rate in the rise of positive cases and the number of people being admitted to hospital and intensive care. Public Health France warned on Tuesday that if stricter measures weren't introduced immediately, then France's hospitals would be saturated by the 15th of November. Over 500 deaths were reported in 24 hours on Tuesday, of which 288 were declared amongst hospital patients and 235 in retirement homes. To date, 35,541 people have died in France from COVID-19. Emmanuel Macron is to finalise the way forward during a Defence Council meeting this morning, ahead of his announcement this evening. Meanwhile, the scenes of patients with COVID-19 being transferred to other parts of France in order to be cared for when the pandemic hit France back in March have returned as the second wave spreads across the country. Entire trains and medical planes have been chartered, with several operations already being carried out in the Hauts-de-France. On Monday, eight patients with COVID-19 were transferred to the new Aquitaine from Saint-Étienne and Lyon. According to local media, between four and six patients hospitalised in the PACA region are to be treated in Brest, a region not too badly affected by the number of cases. According to the mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, these transfers would not concern hospitals in the Alpes-Maritimes, but those in the Bouches-du-Rhône and the Alpes de Haute-Provence. 10 new positive cases for COVID-19 have been reported in the Principality, with the number of residents affected to date standing at 320. Nine patients are hospitalised and five patients are in intensive care. 54 people are being followed by the Home Monitoring Centre. Nightclub managers and catering employees have protested in Cannes against the French government's measures in the fight against COVID-19 and their economic consequences. About 100 people gathered near the Palais des Festivals, denouncing the lack of effective aid from the state. The protest took place on the sidelines of the Mini Cannes Film Festival, which opened on Tuesday evening. The Mini Cannes Film Festival, a special three-day event, was designed to put the emphasis on short films and up-and-coming directors and keep up momentum in the film world despite the cancellation of the main event last May due to the COVID-19 crisis. The Cannes Town Hall has launched a local council unit to support the economic and social victims of COVID-19. The mayor of Cannes, David Lisnard, said that the unit was being created in anticipation of what he called the violent and very painful social crisis that we're going to experience. Identification of those in need and requiring assistance will be made on a case-by-case basis in conjunction with associations and institutional and business partners. The scheme, which the mayor said is the first of its kind, will have an initial budget of €200,000. A free telephone number and an email address have been established for local people to get in touch with the Cannes City Council. The number and email address are available on rivieradio.mc. As part of Pink October, Nice University Hospital is collecting hair to make wigs. The hospital has organised haircuts for staff and their families, a first in the Alpes-Maritimes. Figures show that one in eight women is at risk of developing breast cancer. The association reminds people that anyone can donate their hair throughout the year. And for the fifth consecutive year, the Principality of Monaco is giving support to the Moi Sans Tabac campaign. The goal is for smokers to give up from November the 1st. It's a collective challenge encouraging and supporting all smokers to quit. It's built on team spirit and the support of non-smokers who encourage smokers to quit. A free phone number for Monaco in France is available, 3989, as well as an app and additional information on services available to help kick the habit at www.tabac-info-service.fr. In national news, an administrative court has validated the Interior Ministry's decision to close the Grand Mosque of Pantin near Paris for a period of 6 months after it was found to have shared a video criticising a French history teacher which led to his murder. Lawyers representing the Muslim Federation announced it would appeal the decision to close the mosque at the Council of State, France's highest administrative court. Meanwhile, anger is growing across the Muslim world at the French president and his perceived attacks on Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, leading to calls for boycotts of the French products and security warnings for France's citizens in majority Muslim states. France is increasing security at religious sites, as the Interior Minister said on Tuesday that the country faces very high risk of terrorist threats amid growing geopolitical tensions. France's national police have called for increased security at the religious sites around All Saints' holidays this coming weekend, particularly noting online threats from extremists against Christians and moderate French Muslims. Interior Minister Gérald Darmanin said on France Inter Radio that the terrorist threat remains very high because we have a lot of enemies from within and outside the country.
Riviera Radio, Sports News.
Football, both Manchester City and Liverpool won in the Champions League last night. Here are the details from BBC Sports.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
Hello, I'm Andy Barwell at the BBC Sports Centre. Wins for both Liverpool and for Manchester City in their latest UEFA Champions League matches. Liverpool made it two victories out of two games in Group D with a 2-0 success at home to Denmark's FC Midtjylland, as John Murray reports from Anfield.
Liverpool won it by 2-0 against Midtjylland here at Anfield, so two wins out of two to start the group for Liverpool, too. But they were made to work for it by the Danish champions. They were difficult to break down, Midtjylland. It's come at a cost as well. Fabinho had to go off after half an hour with a leg injury, so that's a worry in central defence again for Liverpool. Jordan Henderson was substituted at half-time. He received a heavy tackle late in the first half. They were settled, Liverpool, by the opening goal, which was scored by Diogo Jota. But they needed the second goal. Anders Dreyer of Midtjylland could have equalised late on in the game when he shot into the side netting. And just after that, Liverpool effectively went down the other end. Mohamed Salah won a penalty and scored it himself.
And in Group C, Manchester City also have a perfect record thanks to a 3-0 victory away at Olympique Marseille in France. Ian Dennis reports.
Comfortable and controlled, and City in charge of Group C. They dictated the tempo from the start against a disappointing Marseille side who lacked belief and ambition. An errant ball from Rongier went straight to De Bruyne, who teed up Torres for the opening goal after 18 minutes. City remained patient and secured the victory with two goals in 5 minutes from Gundogan and Sterling late on from close range. The win, rarely in doubt, and thoroughly deserved.
And for more football news from the BBC, go to bbc.com/football.
BBC Premier League update from the home of Premier League football.
8 more ties tonight, including Krasnodar against Chelsea in Group E and Manchester United against Leipzig in Group H. Paris Saint-Germain visit Istanbul also in Group H, while Rennes of France visit Sevilla in Group E. In the English Championship last night, Barnsley beat QPR 3-0, Reading were 4-2 winners of Blackburn, Brentford and Norwich 2-1 all, Middlesbrough beat Coventry 2-0, Swansea beat Stoke 2-0 and Wickham Wanderers and Watford drew 1-1. Formula One, McLaren's Lando Norris has apologised for comments he made at last weekend's Portugal Grand Prix. Norris swore at Lance Stroll after they crashed during the race and later played down Lewis Hamilton's achievements of a record-breaking 92 Grand Prix victories. In a statement on Twitter on Tuesday, the 20-year-old said he'd been stupid and careless and hadn't shown respect to certain people. Rugby Union, the Wasps flanker Jack Willis is ready for Test Match Rugby, according to the England forwards coach Matt Proudfoot. Willis has returned to the England squad 2 years after injury ruined his chance of a first international cap. Proudfoot says the flanker's physical game stands out and he's learning really quickly. England play their final Six Nations game against Italy on Saturday and could win the championship with a bonus point and if France beats or draw with Ireland. Oh well, I suppose if we're all in lockdown, we can just settle down to sort of 6 or 7 hours of rugby instead.
Why not?
Athletics, the world 100-metre champion Christian Coleman's been banned for 3 years for missing 3 drugs tests. The 24-year-old American will now miss next year's postponed Tokyo Olympics unless an appeal to the Court of Arbitration for Sports is successful. And in cycling, Michael Woods of Canada has won Stage 7 of the Vuelta España, with Richard Carapaz of Ecuador retaining the overall race lead. Woods broke away from a group of 4 leading riders with 1 kilometre to go to take the stage. Carapaz has an 18-second overall lead over Hugh Carthy of Great Britain, heading into Stage 8.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts. Beyond expectation.
For coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore the Almirante Tajima in the VAR, the general situation is high pressure 1,020 millibars over Spain and southwestern France. Winds are variable, force 1 to 3. The sea is calm, visibility is good. Barometric pressure at Saint Jean Cap Ferrat 1,015 millibars. And the outlook for Thursday, clear skies, force 1 to 3, variable winds, calm seas, and good visibility. For North Corsica, winds are southwesterly, force 3 to 5. The sea is slight to moderate. Visibility is good. Barometric pressure at cap course, 1,016 millibars. Then the outlook for Thursday, partially cloudy, force 4 to 6 southwesterly winds, moderate seas and good visibility.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Oyster, the world's finest blue water sailing yachts. Oyster Yachts, beyond expectation.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat, the home closing specialist in Nice and Villefranche.
Bit of an Indian summer going on, mainly fine, light to moderate variable winds, temperatures 19 to 21 degrees today, overnight lows 12 degrees with partially cloudy skies, Thursday and Friday mainly fine, highs of 19 or 20 degrees.
The weather forecast, brought to you by Servibat Nice and Villefranche, for 30 years specialising in home closures, windows, blinds, shutters, reinforced glazing and doors. Feel good at home. Visit servibat06.fr.
Finally.
It wasn't me, but whilst we were all feeling a bit unlucky, somebody's very lucky. A lucky UK ticket holder has won Tuesday's £79 million Euro Million jackpot. And the National Lottery Euro Millions winning numbers were 13, 15, 28, 44, 32, while the winning lucky star numbers were 3 and 12. Players are now being urged across the UK to check their tickets online via the National Lottery Apple website or in their local store. Andy Carter, who is the advisor for the National Lottery, said it's amazing news for a UK ticket holder who has scooped the amazing £79 million Euro Million jackpot.
Lots of sausage.
Why sausage?
It's a figure of speech, isn't it?
Is it?
Not even one number came up for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. But you know what did come up in today's paper? You know, yesterday with David, you were saying that would there not be a danger if we went into space of different countries wanting to attack each other.
But I said that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Space exploration could drive humanity to extinction because rival totalitarian empires will nuke each other and destroy planets with asteroids, according to a professor. I'll tell you more about that later.
Well, they're staking mineral rights. You know, so they go and plant their flag on a bit of the moon and say, that's our bit, and somebody else comes along and says, well, you can't have that, it's ours. You know, we've already ruined this planet.